Everybody here, I guess. Hello, everybody. Go ahead and get started. Marion, do you want to have a look? Meeting called order at 8 o'clock. I guess it's 7:59. Present.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Okay, all members present. We'll go ahead and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. Do we have anybody that wants to speak? I didn't check. Okay. Our Open Meetings Act poster is over here on the wall. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'd so move.
Okay.
Motion I'll second.
By Bob, second by Kevin. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob moves second by Kevin to adopt the agenda. Joe?
Yes.
Britt?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passed 6-0. Okay, board member committee reports and requests. Do we have anything?
I have this handout from the last meeting. There were some questions about budget stuff. So if you'll just take one of those and pass it around, I think that'd be maybe some reading for you tonight when you get home, or you sure don't need to read it now, but it's some thoughts and ideas on budget stuff. One thing that I would say is in the next couple of days, I'll send out to you in the mail the preliminary budget worksheet. It'll have, for instance, staff salaries for last year, and what the projection would be for the coming year, supplies at the elementary for last year, what my projection is. So you'll get that in the next, well, I'll probably send it out like Wednesday or Thursday, but I would like you to read through this when you get home or sometime in the next couple of days. This probably should answer some of the questions that were posed about finances and income and where that kind of comes from, and what my thoughts are in regard to what we need to be doing for the...
So this, what you mail out to us here in a couple of days, there probably won't be a lot of very big changes, maybe some tweaks here and there when it comes time for our actual budget. I mean...
Actually, quite a bit of cuts.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Quite a few cuts.
Okay.
But none that I feel are going to cause a problem for our district. And, you know, after you've read through this, I think, and seen this, and seen that worksheet, then we can talk, you know,
Right. Whenever
I have a special meeting or make it a part of the next meeting and kind of go through, you know, what I would suggest that we do. You know,
Okay. And the
reason that I say that is because, you know, we've got a number of cuts that we've taken from the state. So we've got to kind of tweak some things around, but we're in extremely good financial shape. With a month to go on this year's budget, we have right now a little over $900,000 not spent on a $3.1 million budget. So we're going to come in somewhere in that $650 ballpark. But anyway...
Okay, so I guess everybody was take this home, look at it, and then when you get here.
Would it hurt anything to have a finance committee meeting before the next?
Wouldn't hurt a thing if you want to. You could have it. I mean, even if you wanted to, you could even have it earlier that same night.
Right, have it before the board meeting or something.
Whatever you want to do.
That way it gives us, if we talk about it in August, then if we think we need a special meeting, it gives us a month to have a special meeting before our budget. So we get us some time. Okay, sounds good.
Well, it's kind of tentatively, we'll plan on doing something with that.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, action items, consent agenda. Do we have a motion there?
I would make that motion.
Approve the consent agenda A, B, and C?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay, Marion, second.
I do have a question on the minutes, though. Under the appointment of board members, I don't know what I said. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it says moved and seconded to vote on one of the three candidates. And we voted on the three candidates. I mean.
Right, but you only vote for one.
Well, should that be put in there? Should you vote for one? Or I don't know. I just didn't like the way.
Approve, maybe, could be the word. Approve.
Maybe to approve one of the candidates.
Of the three candidates.
Or vote for one instead of
for one. Yeah. I just didn't think that looked right. Appointment of board members.
You want to change that to four then?
That'd be all right with me, yeah.
Okay.
Just another thought.
Okay.
Different. You see it, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, when we approved the superintendent's contract, we had a lot of paragraph on there on stuff that's talked about. I guess we're going to include everything that's talked about. I feel that we probably should add in there to offer on our 3% salary increase. I'd move to amend that and also include after that, which would bring the superintendent package to $92,700 salary. $7,091 FICA, full family insurance, free housing with electricity, water, and yard care provided, phone package and work vehicle also provided. I've had people ask what the package was. That's what the whole package was that we talked about. And if I'm wrong on any of those, I'd be glad to be stand corrected.
I have no idea. So, Chris has a motion to amend then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just enough for after to offer Ron Howard a 3% increase in salary, then which would bring, and then state it for the package. And it's written out here. Well, no.
I can just make a copy of it.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Do we have a second on the amendment?
I'll second that.
Okay, second by Bob.
Can I ask you a few things on this thing you handed out tonight, Ron, while we're waiting?
Yeah.
Are you going to recommend a $1.05 levy or 95 cent levy? Last year we ran about 96 cent levy.
I'm going to recommend that if the assessed valuation goes up as high as I think it will, a dollar somewhere to offset what would be a budget deficit. So somewhere closer to a dollar.
Okay, so that's going to increase our taxes about 10%.
9% on what you get for assessed valuation.
And if the state was right with a 9% increase in valuation, the levy remained the same, should it generate revenue of about 8 or 9% above last year's at the same assessed value.
Well, let's go ahead. Marion's back. So we have got a motion and a second to amend the main motion to I'm just going to put, add what the superintendent package is. Yeah, it's what Chris had, but to simplify it to vote on. So, Marion, when do we have any more discussion on that, I guess?
I guess I don't personally see the need to list every little thing. I don't want my wages. Granted, I'm not paid by taxpayers, but I would want my wages listed out that way. That's just my opinion.
Okay, that's all the discussion. We'll go ahead and vote on that, Marion.
Okay. Chris moved, seconded by Bob, to amend the minutes to add after the 3% increase in salary, which would bring the superintendent package to $92,700 salary, $7,091 FICA, home family insurance, $3,000 of electricity, water, and yard care provided, phone package, and work vehicle also provided. Brett?
No.
Chris?
Yep.
Kevin?
No.
Marion? No. Bob?
Yes.
Joe?
No. Okay, so that was 2 yes and 4 no. Okay, so the amendment fails.
Okay, going on the bills, like Pace County co-op for the bus fleet brakes, did they actually get the brakes from them, or is that put them on, or do you know? I mean, it's more than $2,000.
Let's
find out for you.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Let's go ahead and vote on the main motion unless we have another amendment.
That'll be the time of discussion.
Consent agenda is non-discussion.
That is.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but it always has been.
I know. Otherwise, when I started, we stop doing that. I think we spend way too much time meetings doing that. It's one of those things we've talked about before. We get our packets. We're better off to call and get the questions when Jeannie or Ron have all the bills in front of them, and that way we've got it.
And there's no reason to be here tonight. If we're going to talk about the bills, there's really no reason to be here.
We've always done it, Joe. I mean, you know, there's always been one or two items we've brought up during meetings and just ask a question.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of those things we've talked about that we spend, you know, a half hour, hour every meeting trying to figure out a bill. And when Kevin was still president, we talked about we needed to not do that. And then when I took over, that was one of the first things I asked legal counsel is if we had to have discussion on that. And they said, no, consent agenda is non-discussion, so you don't have to.
We don't have to, but we can. Yeah, I mean, okay, on the NRD, do you discuss any of your bills? It's all got to be an agenda item if there's any.
We don't do it as a consent agenda item.
So then do we need to break this out and not have a consent agenda then? Because the bills do need to be reviewed. I mean, I can't call Ron up and say, Ron, I need this bill, and you'll tell me why.
Why not?
It needs to be the board doing it. I shouldn't take up Ron's time doing that. You know, and if the board thinks
but
about
he's
a lot,
got the bills. If we do it, if you call Monday morning or whenever, Greg or Jeannie and Ron would have the bills and be able to go through them. We don't have the bills right now. And a lot of the bills, Jeannie pays them, and we know what they are. You know, I guess if you've got something that's really dire, let's do it, and we'll take 5 minutes. And 5 minutes is done. We're voting.
Ask me, and I'll look at it.
I really don't have a question. Why I'm worried about is if something does come up next month, Okay. Okay, if we want to go ahead and if there's a motion to roll the budget into the consent agenda, we're not going to discuss it then. That's what you're creating here. You can roll anything you want to in the consent agenda. A board member can ask to remove it, but if you don't let us discuss it, we can't remove it.
Why would you want to have the budget in the consent agenda?
I mean, I don't know why you would, but I mean, you're setting a precedent here that if we can't discuss something, you know, in the consent agenda, whatever's in there, if something's put in the consent agenda, then we can't discuss it.
You know, cause that's one of those things that I guess the reason that I asked legal counsel about whether we should do it or not is because...
but we shouldn't be able to...
Marcia.
...amended minutes either.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what we did was illegal then if we're not going to discuss the consent agenda, because the minutes are in it,
too. You know, you have to correct the minutes. Well, and if we have a correction in the claims, you have to correct them. But as far as discussion, you don't have to take time to discuss to go through the bills. Because that's one of the things that Marcia Herring recommended.
That's NASB. That's not our legal counsel. That's free advice.
I asked legal counsel then.
So you've got Hossie will say that, which is our legal counsel. So Hossie said that we shouldn't be discussing our...
She didn't say you shouldn't be discussing. She said that, no, you don't have to.
We don't have to, so you don't want to.
I just think it's silly to spend a half hour every meeting talking about the bills that we've had for 3 or 4 days, and if you have a question on them, call and get them done at the office.
When, okay.
You know, Jeannie and Ron have time to do them.
Okay. The six people who volunteered here, Joe, all work full time. Mm-hmm. Some of us don't get a look at these things till the night of the meeting. That's just a fact. I mean, we do our best, but there are times I don't get a chance to go through this stuff till tonight. I would like to be able to go over 3 or 4 days. Sometimes I don't get to. Kevin, do you get to go through your full packet every meeting? Now that you're not a board president, it's a little different, but I mean...
Well, there's certainly times you...
I mean, you make
a priority of sitting down and looking at it.
I mean, have you looked at every time?
Not every time.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the danger, is that if you come in and there's a question, you come in here and say, okay, I want to discuss this. Well, it's consent agenda, you can't discuss it.
How about this? If you have, like, this one, for example, Bob, if you would call in Monday morning so the bill could be here at the table, is that something we could...
Ideally, we'd look at it Saturday or Friday. But there are some times that, you know, the thing that, you know, we get the mail, it gets thrown on the table. I'm lucky to get here at 8 o'clock. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, I get here and I've got 5 minutes to go through this, and I did the same thing tonight.
But that's just a priority deal to me, Chris.
Well, it's a priority, but...
I know that I'm going to have the meeting Monday. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm going to get a packet probably either Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that I take the time and look at my packet. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but I take the time to go through the packet. So, I guess that's something we can look at and discuss, and we'll have our board workshop. We can talk it over and see. And
well, Joe, if it's a question of timing, you are the board president. Mm-hmm. You can't set a limit of just debate 3 minutes on an item. Mm-hmm. If it's not moving, you can say, okay, we're not getting anywhere. He's answered the question, or this is the information, we'll get it next meeting. If you're board president and you're strong enough, you can handle this in 15 minutes. Not having any discussion on it is not a good deal.
Okay. Well, do we have any questions on the bills? And do you have anything other than that one?
No, that's okay.
Okay. And you said you didn't have any questions?
While you guys were busy, and I did find co-op. Inspected, replaced brakes, back brake, buses 10 and 5, front brake, buses number 3, inspected and replaced brakes, front and rear brakes on bus number 1.
So do we have to have them inspect them, or they just, I mean, they're just
inspected would mean that they
looked at them.
Let's see if they looked all right. I think not inspected. not actually an inspector, but they use the term inspector. He also had them look at all the buses, all the other buses, A1, A2, 9, 7, and 4.
I was just curious if we have to have somebody else look at them or not, or why.
Not that I'm aware
if he hadn't been inspected.
Well, that's what I thought. Greg should be able to look at them himself and see.
That's maybe something we ought to ask Greg at some time, so. I think that's a fairly big deal for.
But, I was wondering.
Well, but they did replace them.
Right. But what, most of the time.
Greg themselves aren't expensive, it's a labor.
Right. Yeah, they're probably just like a truck brake, aren't they?
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. They might be just take different trucks for easy to do.
Okay, let's go ahead and vote then on the main motion. Marion, if you want to read that one.
Bob moves, second by Marion, to approve the consent agenda with corrections and amendments. Chris?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Yes.
Rick? Yes.
Okay, so motion passes 6-0. Information.
This is the
conference. New rules for negotiate employee contracts for schools. And there's the one July, it's either July 11th at Gehring, July 12th at Kearney, July 23rd at Norfolk, or July 30th at Lincoln. And they're all 5:30 to 8:30.
And do whatever you want, but we've already negotiated.
Right.
And we followed those guidelines.
Yep.
So to go to it, you do whatever you want to do, but it seems to me it would be after the fact. You're not going to need it for
go next year.
Why do they do this?
They're
after.
But there's a lot of them that haven't filed.
Oh, okay.
There's probably half of that.
Is there anybody that wants to look at this, or they'd be interested in going?
I just thought I was thinking that would happen before you start doing this.
And they get the answer. They get it.
Okay, correspondence. We had a thank you from the family of Marge Bros and from Jeannie and Greg who signed. Look at that. Pass that around. Okay, future agenda items. Do we have anything there, Ron, other than what's listed?
No, I mean, that's all we've got right now. I'm sure there'll be a lot more, but
right.
It is what it is right now.
Does anybody have anything that they want to see on the agenda for next month?
Good. Should have asked. We talked at the last meeting about the runoff issues with relaying the concrete. You were going to rip more in about.
I haven't answered that already. What Mr. Eccles would recommend is to go in while they're redoing, but he's waiting on see what the change in the bid would be. Where that cement is out there that you guys have approved haven't done, take there's an 8-inch line that all that water from this end of the new building drains into the drain between the old building and the new building, and then the rest of that goes on out to that ditch to the north, and it plugs that up. His suggestion would be while you're in there redoing that cement, change your drainage just a little bit and have it 8-inch deal that goes in underneath that cement and drives it out to the
kicks up the street.
Go half it south and half it north.
Right.
You'll have a new curb you build it all around the dump.
Right.
He said the only other thing that you could do is go in and put a 12-inch one in from that drain on out, but he thinks, he's going to talk to that guy, but he thinks the cost while you're already doing this is substantially cheaper than it would be to rip all of that out and put a new one in going that way, because you've already got a problem with it all.
Right.
Well, if your elevation's right, so you can
bring
it down, that'd be the only question on that.
Yeah, if you could keep it so you could get that in south end low enough, not be too late.
That'd make more damn sense than taking it all north.
Yeah, take half and half and make more.
So to answer your question, before the, before you guys had your April board meeting, I'll have that.
August. We'll have
August.
April. That's close.
Before the August board meeting, I'll have that.
Has East Side Transit on that yet?
No.
Because I know that was a problem, the street was higher than where that sidewalk
right.
is. So that's, if you sloped it that way, it's...
We may not be able to go there.
That's why we didn't do it. And that was the whole problem. So if we raise it up, that's where we're going to have a step there. So that's a problem we ran into. Maybe the earth has shifted since then, but I mean, that's why we didn't do it.
Okay.
Shifting constantly.
That's what I
heard. Moving.
Mr. Cooper told me that today.
Okay. Our next board meeting will be August 13th. Would you guys like to have a financial committee meeting before? You guys can. Was Randy head of that or not?
Well, it was Randy and Bob and I. I mean, there was.
Okay.
It really matter who was ahead of it.
Yeah. Does anybody want to be?
Doesn't matter. I thought maybe we'd just meet with you and kind of go over some of this stuff a little bit.
Three, don't we, on a,
we on did, but it would have been a good thing to have it on the agenda so we could do it tonight. Because it's reappointing or making a vice president.
Let's just leave it with those two. And they can come back.
If you guys want to do it, you can. Just get it figured out, and you could, you know. And
maybe after I get all the stuff.
Right, everybody look at it and see what it is.
See the budget worksheet, and you guys let me know. I mean,
right.
You got 50 minutes after tonight. Mm-hmm. It's all right. You got 50 minutes, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to meet tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I just have some questions on what you proposed tonight. And then maybe we go through that, and maybe before next meeting. That's all right with you.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll call the meeting adjourned then at 8:28.